Follow the sound of the bell inwards. Moving in time and space. Returning to the beginning. The place beyond form. Beyond time, beyond space. The place that is no thing. The place of infinite stillness. Without form, without shape, without position. Bereshit. In the beginning. Resting in that beginning, in that infinite stillness. In that infinite place of renewal. That is the wellspring. The source. The root, the crown, the end of all seeking and the beginning of the search. E-I-A, Asha, E-I-A, E-I-A.
Asha, Asha, within the infinity, find the singularity, the pearl of great price, the single point, the smooth point, the head that is not. Root and branch changes place. It is a miracle. Out of the single point, the flame. Yod. 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 Feel the infinite flame of the Yod filling the space, creating the access, generating beginnings, the infinitely extending line, the vector or vectors. Where there is the point, there is the flame. Where there is the flame, there is the space that enables the flame to be. Contemplate the flame. Contemplate the space that is the universe. Hey. Hey. The gap, there is the silence, there is the break, there is the arising of the fire and the space in union. There is the stepping forward into space and time, into solidity and movement, into reflection, into multiplication. Into the thousand images. Va. 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 Become the living tree, the living human being that bridges the worlds, that has a left and a right, a front and a back, above and below. Be the living tree that joins the worlds, that multiplies the possibilities of life. Vav. 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 Vav.
Enter into form, into solidity, into embodiment.
Hey. 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 feel your solidity. You are the living philosopher's stone. You are the embodiment of the name. You are the universe made flesh. Remember the beginning, Bereshit. Remember, love I give to you complete, now myself in every part. For your beauty holds my heart, and my life is at your feet. To wrest mountains in two, less were the task than if out of your power called I my soul. Oh, what would you with me? Peace, it is yours, or war, here is my life. Do as you will. Possessed, haunted by love, seeking your face. Last night, dazed and enwrapped, far did I roam. The fire guiding my heart, craving your sight. At last, led to a true temple of fire. And some there for a rite gathered I saw, in light not of this earth, splendour divine. The chief mage I beheld lighting the flames. Behind followed the young priests of the shrine. The young mages had delicate silver faces and rose cheeks. They spoke gently and low, with harp and lute and sitar, timbrel and flute, with flames, roses and wine, spices outbreathed. The cupbearer, as night's heaven, his face shadowed by rich tresses, stood nigh. And heart-cheering, the glad singing man called, his sweet chanted replies over the throng. The young priests and the old, servant and sage, in shared fervour of work aided the rites. And shamefaced from my creed, then did I hide behind a kindly wall. Oh, but they saw. Who hides? Questioned the elder. One replied, a poor lover, for whom love has no rest. A cup give him of wine, came the decree, although uninvited has he come. The cup-bearer, the fire-worshipper, then to me proffered the sweet fire of the wine. I scarce drank when at once foundered my sense, and all knowledge of faith and heresy fled. At this reeling I fell, drunken the void, for me echoed with words, unknown the tongue, unknown, yes, but most clear, out of my limbs they seemed springing, and out forth from my veins. One is he unchangingly, one and beings all in one. He, she, the peerless soul and sun, one in all of deity. If the sword shall be my fate, strewn apart my limbs in death, truly from my fleeting breath, love it could not separate. 100, O my love, lives would I yield for one smile of your mouth, mine were the gain. My father bids me return, bids me be wise and tread easier ways, wander no more. O peace, father, be yours, love is my road, and this is the one wisdom for me. O love, shall not the spheres bid them have done, the tongue striving to draw me from my life. I spoke once to a Christian girl at the church. One day questing, my steps thither were led. All hail, captress of mine, see, it is I whose limbs swing on the symbol at your throat. Now where seeking for God find you not one, or where seeking for one find it in three? A smile brightened her face, hearing my words, and still smiling with soft lips, she replied, are you mystic indeed, knower of truth? Then not infidel, name us of the church, the one timeless, the first beauty we know. In triple mirror reflects glorious its light. The same source is in all, one is the fire. Yet truth ho owns that the flames equal are three. Again, satin, brocade, silk, they are three, but all know that their true substance is one. Yet more should have I heard, more had I said, when thus sudden and clear sounded the bells. One is he, unchangingly one, and beings all in one. He the peerless soul and sun, one in all of deity. Herbs there be for fever's aid, amulets and rites divine, naught can heal such hurt as mine, yet I live and unafraid. Last night, troubled at heart, under the skies of dusk, forth to the bright tavern I went, and there found I a glad company. Himself let it, the old genial host, sat midmost of all, ringed with his friends. While some drunk, some other tippled no more, these last sat or reclined, lost to all sense, with thought silent and mute innocent lips, their eyes fixed upon God, truth in their ears, all bathed in a light not of the world. While those friends who yet drank, each unto each lifted cup, give thanks each unto each, the harp thrillingly rang, sparkled the cup, nor earth offered, nor heaven, other desire. I bowed then to the host, saying, with you, to whom angels have spoken, would I speak. Behold, I am possessed, stricken by love. Can you, out of your skill, bring me some aid? His gaze scanned me, his mouth smiling replied, indeed, traveller, hail, greeting for you, who on reason has set servitude's yoke. For you blushes the daughter of the vine. Said I, fevered I burn, give me to drink. a cool draught to allay the merciless fires. Last night, seeking my love, knew I no rest. I called over the land, echo replied. I sought skyward, and night's self was aflame. Oh, not such other night's anguish be this. At that he to my hand proffered the cup and said, take, but have care, prudently sip. I drank, reason and strict purpose, their bonds at once loosened, fled far from my mind. With new consciousness then, clearly I saw the one truth I beheld filling all forms. And lo, out of the vast height of the skies, a swift angel I heard. Thus was the song. One is he and she unchangingly, one and beings all and one. He, she, the peerless soul and sun, one in all of deity. O my children, open wide eyes which you in heart possess. You shall see the bodiless soul of things on every side. Your feet treading the harsh courtyards of love, the far hills are for you gardened with flowers. When all things that you see, see you with love, then all things that you love soon will you see. Lo, some beggars the world's sovereignty scorn, and walk proudly and barefoot on the stars, and bareheaded with torn garments go some beyond stars to the last uttermost sphere. Or one atom divide, lo, you shall find a new sun in its heart hidden ablaze. For love you shall perchance sacrifice all, no least fragment I swear, thus shall you lose. In love's crucible quite melted your heart, its fire know for the soul's alchemy true. Released thus from the strait confines of earth, in bliss shall you behold limitless worlds. And sights which you shall see, eye never saw, sounds which you shall hear, ear never heard. To such height you shall scale, ocean and earth, with all creatures as one shall you perceive. Yet when full on the one fix you your gaze, revealed there you shall find a myriad lives, and when body and soul you shall belong to one out of all worlds, thus you shall know. One is he, she, unchangingly, one and beings all in one. He, she, the peerless soul and sun, one in all of deity. Love, I give to you complete now myself in every part, for your beauty holds my heart, and my life is at your feet. Ye wise men of the world, do you not see the bright sweetheart of all there at your door? Behold, veilless she stands, and waiting she smiles, and through portal and pane radiant shines. The sun flames in the east, blindly you reach a hand seeking a torch. Open your eyes! Come forth from the thick night that you have made. The skies brim with the sweet wonder of light. In this garden's delight eddies the stream, among roses and thorns, nourishing all. And one water itself colourless flows to raise blossoms of all colours to life. O, bring journey bread, come, take you the road, and seek what may befall, seek for your love. The dear name of the friend, morning to night, repeat you and repeat, evening to dawn. And where you shall arrive, reason is lame, and not Gabriel's self comes as your peer. Behold, this is the way, this is the prize, if yours, human being, is the quest, here is the road. If not, fair is the world, brighter the skies, kind-hearted the girl, seek you no more. But, O Hatif, be sure this is the truth. These strange drunkards and cup-bearers and priests, these fire temples and inns, lover and sage, the veiled signs of a high secret they show. And when you in your life surely attain the full mystery, know this is its heart. One is he, she, unchangingly, one and beings all in one. He, she, the peerless soul and sun, one in all of deity. E-I-E, Asha, E-I-E, E-I-E, Asha, E-I-E, E-I-E, Asha, E-I-E, E-I-E, Asha, E-I-E. Sit and be. Sit in the oneness. Sit in the longing. Sit in the fulfillment. I am that I am. I will be that which I will be. Sit in the mystery of the many and the one. The crown that is the root, the singularity that is the multitude, the mystery of the smooth point, the pearl of great price.
Just gradually bring your senses out, back into the room.